This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello. I am ready to cut to the chase, ladies. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. The whole business about daylight savings time, our favorite topic this week, because Victoria's life has been ruined.
Not just me. Talk to Jay about her toddler.
Ruined by all this. Okay, so here's a way you can experience more time in deep sleep. Victoria, I've decided to do some research on this because you're so troubled and I want your life to be better. So, this is from several neuroscientists. There is a thing called the Apollo. You know what that is? Mm-mm. It's a wearable device tested.
Oh, I already have this. I have an Aura ring that's better.
Oh. I know exactly.
I have everything. Yeah, I already know. I'm getting a lot of deep sleep thanks to my, you know, my gummies that I take at night. So right. I get enough deep sleep. I'm just not getting enough total sleep.
No drugs. No side effects. This takes care of the problem. That's what they say anyway. So I was trying to help you out, but apparently you're all
Wait, there. It takes care of the problem or it monitors the problem?
Yeah.
Because it was sounding like one of the things that just tells you how you slept.
No, this is something you can take. It's a wearable device, but it delivers soothing vibrations that help you fall asleep and stay
good
asleep.
Good vibrations. Uh-huh. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Get some Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch in there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Let's talk about money. You ready? The $5 trillion that flooded the economy. You want to know where it went? The specific breakdown of where it went? So individuals and families got $1.8 trillion. This is all about the COVID, the attack of the COVIDites, right? And so the response from us, from our government, was to spend $5 trillion, and $1.8 trillion went to individuals and families. $1.7 trillion went to businesses. Let's see, $745 billion went to state and local aid. Healthcare got $482 billion. And let's see some of the other things in the fine print where people got... This is where I need better glasses. By the way, the business thing included paycheck protection. That was the PPP plan. $835 billion went to that. How many people know? I had that to help out a little bit here. I think most businesses did. There was the economic injury disaster loan program that I also took advantage of, and I got a notice yesterday from the Small Business Administration that they're going to put off charging you for another 6 months. Apparently, you won't have to start paying this back till 2023, but the interest at 3.25% is still being added on. But then you think about it, how many people can get a business loan at 3.25%?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty hard to do, those of you who are in business. Let's see here. There are other places. The thing that I've been most critical about, I don't want to sound like I'm beating a dead horse here, literally and figuratively, because the farm community that was supposed to get this money didn't. The corruption. I think Sonny Perdue, who was the Secretary of Agriculture under Trump, should be charged and put in jail. He was that corrupt. And the money went to places.
Well, you would at least think, right, for misappropriation of funds.
Yeah.
Because it was that should be like the basic thing that he would be charged with. Because some of it was so some of this stuff was no one knew, right? The government was trying to help, and so no one knew that to the extent who could have predicted that some jackhole would get $75,000 and spend $57,000 of it on a Pokemon card. No one would have known that, you know. Mm-hmm. So I don't fully blame any part of the government that was, and this started under Trump and then extended under Biden. I think the intention was good, but it was just the execution of it in some, especially in the agricultural sector. Was just, it was criminal.
Awful. Yeah,
it just really happened so fast, too. I mean, yeah. Think about it. The PPP loans were rolled out relatively quickly, at least that first round.
Fast.
So,
that
was, and, you know, they're going to go back and start checking to make sure people didn't rip them off. But at that point, you were trying to get money to people immediately as their businesses were being forced
out. Right. But now it's $8 billion that the Justice Department says was fraudulent. $8 billion. Like, that's insane.
Went to no place, basically, except a hole. Now,
golf
under
courses,
the circumstances,
guys with Ferraris, jewelry.
Yeah. So how is it then that the U.S. budget deficit has shrunk by more than half? This is where I don't understand the
number. Spending less now than we were then, right?
Well, I get that, but is that the number that represents what we're spending or what we owe? That's the thing. The budget is what we spend, right? If so, if we're spending,
but if you're not spending as if you're not spending as much to the tune of, you know, all those PPP loans and all the government assistance, which has all run out now, it makes sense that the deficit would be lower, but it's still not great.
How much do we? Okay, so here's the number for February. We spent $217 billion more than we took in. That's for the month of February.
Mm-hmm.
This month it's expected to be $311 billion, and it was that way last year. So we're down $100 billion. Month to month, year to year. But when we think about those numbers,
right.
You know,
well,
hello.
Kind of I think it's kind of an inflated look because don't forget everything was really shut down. So this is year to year. I think it's going to be more impactful to go year to normal year, basically, because you've got a lot of people who are back in the workplace. So for a while, a lot of companies weren't paying their taxes. A lot of individuals weren't paying their taxes. There was a lot of deferment.
A lot of lost revenue.
And so it's kind of it's one of those, like, weird false narratives where people go, well, I cut the deficit 70%. Well, no,
right. It is,
you just have people,
narrative.
Right, yeah. You have people coming back into the workplace who were not there last year at this time.
And property taxes and things like that from rental properties, which, because when the rent was frozen, they didn't just,
and,
you know, so the, all of that income is now starting
to
flow back in.
Right, and you have businesses who didn't pay Social Security tax,
right.
They weren't doing any of that, and now they're having to pay what was deferred, so they're even putting in more.
Isn't it interesting, then, to understand us as Americans, when we talk about the budget deficit, how much money do we owe? Personally, I think the number is like $43,000 a head. Every man, woman, and child in America owes $43,000 toward the deficit or whatever it is that you're talking about. And yet, America, in a sense, this is so diverse. The dichotomy of us. We are the most generous people in the world. The giving, according to the info from the Charity Aid Foundation's World Giving Index, shows that we gave a lot more than people in comparable countries. 72% of Americans help strangers every year. 42% of us volunteer and get no money out of it. You get satisfaction, but this sort of says to me, it shows to me that even though there are a lot of people in our country who are greedy, grubby, money, you know, hungry, crazies, the vast majority of Americans are very generous. And if you look at the pandemic specifically, last couple of years, the donations were bigger at a time when we were in a bigger jam, you know, collectively. This is religion, this is wherever you live, this is how old you are, it doesn't make any difference. 60% of Americans gave money to help some cause, some person, some thing, and the average donation was over $500. Think about that. 60% of Americans gave an average of $500+ last year when things seemed so bleak. We were down on our luck or whatever it is, and yet we still were that generous. I think that's a fabulous number. Birthday fundraisers, now people, instead of giving me birthday presents, give to this cause or give to that cause. This is my cause. St. Jude's Children's Hospital, probably the number one recipient. Alzheimer's Association.
Very deserving, too, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of really good stuff.
Yep. So, anyway, it's just kind of a thing. I just look at this and I think, well, we're a pretty good bunch.
Our country is founded on Judeo-Christian values, and so I don't think it surprises me that we are as generous as we are. I think our country gets a bad rap from its own people. It talks about how stupid and greedy and awful America is. That comes from us, not from the outside so much. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe some people outside say it, but they benefit from all the money they get from America.
All right, so here's another COVID. Well, this is going to Ken Kronhaus, who will be with us later in this hour, questions for Dr. Ken, has found something for us to be a little worried about. You ready for this?
Sure.
The Center for Disease Control says that there is a new sublineage of Omicron called the BA2.
It's not that new, but yeah.
What it's doing
18% of cases in New Jersey already now. It's 30% more transmissible than Omicron. But I don't know what Ken's saying, but from everything that I've read so far about it, they don't think it's going to be any more dangerous.
No.
It just spreads more.
But that apparently is what's in China. Apparently the Chinese are locking down Shanghai. That's 25 million people.
Hong Kong is practically shut down.
Yeah, right, exactly. And it's this is what they have. Mm. So this is for us to understand what the variant is, the BA2 variant.
I would love to hear what Dr. Ken says about this, because the CDC has said that BA2, as it spreads throughout America, they seem less concerned by it because we have a high vaccination rate and we have a high rate of people with natural immunity, or a combination of both. But so does China. So I don't understand, especially Hong Kong had a very high...
They say they have, but I don't know, they do.
I feel like you can kind of trust a little bit more of info that comes from Hong Kong, and they have a high vaccination rate. So I don't know why they're getting hit so hard with it right now.
The mask mandate is extended until April 18th. I think I told you the story of the pilot when I came home on Monday night. He was kind of making fun. He says, well, we thought this was going to be over this week, but... The government has extended it until April 18th. So this means...
I don't really want a pilot saying, making political statements on my flight, to be honest.
Okay.
I don't really think that's
that.
Appropriate.
It's just about masking, though. It's not political.
Well, we know everything's political now.
Well, but you know what?
The thing is that people have made... Well, people have made the mask political. It's like I still see people driving around in their cars by themselves with the mask on. And to me, that's totally virtue signaling, right?
Sometimes I think that people forget to take it off. Because I have
done that,
and it's just because I was at, like, the Starbucks drive-thru, and the other person was wearing the mask, so I had my mask on, and I forgot to take it off.
Yeah, I've done that a bunch of times.
Like, oh,
I don't realize it.
I was totally driving with my mask on.
Yeah, I don't. I take it off when you go in and out of places. But anyway, it'd be interesting to see. Most people are now not wearing them unless they have to, it seems. 18 after the hour.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. Ends 5/28. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Some of the strongest, most beautiful bodies on the face of the planet. Babies that were just so healthy that they hardly ever got disease. But when a white man moved into that area and brought in white flour and brought in alcohol and brought in the other things, now they're one of the most sickest of the indigenous peoples in America. And the same thing we did with the Inuit Eskimo up in Alaska.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's now 23 after the hour. Trending time in this hour on the DJV program. So, Jay, I see that Britney Spears wants to be tough. Right? Is she tough?
She survived a horrific ordeal over the past over a decade with her conservatorship. And she's saying that she wants to be feared, not loved, because being loved and being nice got her taken advantage of. And she's a woman who's getting control of her life back. I can get what she's saying.
Well, under the circumstances.
Wait, what is she saying? Sorry, I don't know the story. What is she saying?
Basically, everybody
knows Instagram that she wants to be feared, not loved. That kind and nice got her taken advantage of.
Oh, okay.
But a lot of people are kind and nice. They don't get taken advantage of. It's the chemistry of the equation of her father in this circumstance. It isn't. I don't think that's a general. I think that's a not a good message.
For her, though, this is what.
For her, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Right, for her.
And, she posted a lengthy Instagram statement where she was talking about it and how she recently went back to Vegas, and this was the first time in Vegas since having her four-year residency. And she even said that it gave her new meaning because when she was doing her residency, she went out twice. In 4 years in Vegas, she only went out twice.
Went
typically,
out like
her
dinner,
going
you
out.
Mean, something like that?
Yeah. She wasn't allowed to do anything.
Typically, her going out was an hour-long meet and greet with 40 people taking photos of her before she would do her two-hour performance.
Yeah.
And her dad called her fat so she couldn't go out to a restaurant. And everything was so controlled. I know. It's just insane.
You know, she went through it. But I also have to say, just on the other side, like the flip side, her Instagram posts make me extremely nervous and uncomfortable. I don't know.
Why?
I don't know what it is. Because they're very wordy. They're always the same kind of picture of her. It just, I don't know. It just feels like there's still something going on. Does that mean she needs to be under conservatorship? No. Am I glad she's free? Yes. But it seems like there is a lot that she is publicly processing. And if that's what she wants to do, she gets to do it. It just, there's something like this. I follow her and I just feel like this sense of angst every time I see that there's a long post that's coming out.
How many famous people would you say you follow, Jennifer? You follow Ellen DeGeneres?
No.
No. Okay. Just wondered.
I don't.
Who follows a lot? Who were some of the famous people you do follow?
I follow a lot of the Dodgers. I follow a lot of wrestlers. I follow Reba McEntire. I follow some reality stars. I don't know. It just depends. I don't even know what brings me to follow them.
Do you feel closer to them because you're following? What about you, Jay? Do you follow any people or Victoria that are quote-unquote famous?
I don't.
I have a mix of celebrities, actors, musicians.
Really?
Yeah.
You feel like you know them better because you're following them? Is that is that why you follow them?
Well, I mean, I guess the whole point of...
Listen to their life.
Sure.
For sure.
The whole point of following them is, you know, if you're a fan, then you can stay up to date with what they're doing and, you know, what they're up to. So, sure, yeah.
I follow.
Well, back in the day before social media, if something were going on, you'd have to wait for a press release or for the celebrity's quote unquote people, to release a statement. Where now the celebrity can just jump on the Instagram mic, if you will, and state their own piece.
Yeah, I follow Chris Noth. I don't even know how I got started doing it, but obviously big gap in following him.
Well, he's not posting much. So.
No. And that's,
he has the right to post silently.
Right. Well, you wonder about... I asked about Ellen because her show is ending in May, and I wondered whether you were following her.
Oh, Ellen? Yeah.
Yeah, right. It's 28 past. This is the DJV program.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com, all the cars, one search.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Putin claims President Biden's war criminal tag may have permanently ended U.S.-Russian relations. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby on Fox News Tuesday says Putin brought this on himself.
Russia is the aggressor here, and I think we have seen here at the Pentagon, we've certainly seen clear evidence that the Russian military is conducting war crimes. We think it's important for the investigative process to continue. We're going to contribute to that. But obviously relations with Russia are not at a premium, nor should they be.
The Biden administration on Monday imposed travel bans on Chinese officials whom it accuses of repressing Uyghur Muslims, as well as other ethnic and religious minorities. The State Department is barring the officials from traveling here because of their involvement in repressive acts. The department did not name the officials that would be banned. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
As the war rages on in Ukraine, a 7-year-old refugee that had just escaped to Poland sings their national anthem to other refugees in a stadium this week. So far, sanctions imposed on Russian President Vladimir Putin have yet to stop his rampage across Ukraine.
It's been a month since the U.S. issued its first sanctions against Russia in hopes of weakening the Kremlin. In an upcoming interview for CBS's 60 Minutes, Deputy National Security Advisor Dalip Singh, who crafted the sanctions, discussed what more can be done.
We can broaden our sanctions. So take the sanctions we've already applied, apply them to more targets, apply them to more sectors.
Singh mentioned more banks as sanctioned targets among examples without giving more specifics. He added that the Biden administration will still pursue diplomacy in addition to imposing costs, adding that dictators have to pay for their aggression. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Japan was angered on Tuesday after Russia withdrew from peace treaty talks with Japan and froze joint economic projects related to the disputed Kuril Islands because of sanctions imposed by Tokyo over Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Believe it or not, Russia and Japan have still not formally ended World War II hostilities. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Matt Carrasco from the Farmer's Footprint.
Everyone's starting to talk about regenerative ag. They're starting to talk about nutrient density. They're starting to talk about restoring the carbon cycle. I think this is something that consumers are ultimately going to expect and require. And I think that's going to be advantageous for the farmer who's going to ultimately shift their practices and methods to meet what the consumer demands.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Keeping you focused on what's happening. It's the DJV program. Hi, I'm Doug. There's Jennifer over there. Victoria. And Jay. Hi.
Hi.
Everybody's all lined up, ready to go. I see Hillary Clinton is speaking out on the arrest of Brittany Griner. I always pronounce
Griner.
It wrong. Griner. Right, because she's still behind bars right over in Russia. She hasn't been let out yet.
Do we even know? I don't know.
Whether she's even alive or not?
I don't know that we've gotten proof of life, but I don't know.
Oh, they're going to keep her alive for a little while at least. She's a pawn for them.
Mm-hmm. How would she be used, Jennifer? And why is Hillary Clinton speaking about it, I guess, is the question.
Well, I'm glad that, I mean, look, I'm not a huge fan of Hillary Clinton, but I'm glad someone's talking about her. I haven't heard much from the State Department or from other places talking about Brittany Griner. I think maybe more the sports world is, but she's, for those people who don't know, she's a WNBA star who got picked up in Russia. Now, she could be incredibly stupid. They said that she was picked up with a vape pen that had cannabis in it. And if you hear knocking around in the background, it's my office cat.
A cat, yes.
Her office cat. It's like, I feel like that cat is going to turn into Toonses. He's going to drive you to work. She's going to drive you to work. Like, you're going to have full-on Toonses.
Currently, she's standing on the back of the couch playing with the blinds. So that's what that noise is. In any case, so that's why they... Now, if she went into the country with that, she's stupid. But at the same time, Russia could have planted on her. We don't know. She's high profile. She's obviously very noticeable. She's like a 6'8" tall, 6'9" tall woman. Or inches tall. Yeah, I know. It's very distracting. So I'll let Victoria tell you the rest because she knows the rest of the story. Will I go shout at the cat?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know any new updates. I don't think there really are many updates
at
all.
It's just interesting that Hillary was on it.
Yeah, well, Jake Sullivan has talked about it. Certainly, I think Jen Psaki was asked about it, and she referred whoever the questioner was to the State Department because they're the ones who, you know, deal with things like that. So, yeah, I mean, everyone's aware of it, but I also feel like this is another example of what might be happening behind the scenes that the public doesn't know about yet. You know, hostage negotiations are usually not done, like, on the evening news.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, I think it could be some of that, too.
All right, so the administration, let's talk about people and places and things. The Afghans who are here in the U.S. who were victims of the Afghanistani war will be able to stay here for another 18 months. What is that? What does that mean? They're going to stay here. I didn't know. I guess we all
means
knew
they won't
that there
be deported, right?
Yeah.
They won't be deported for 18 months, and they are allowed to
work. And if they deport
work.
Them, they're going to go back to Afghanistan? Is that
who knows
kind of counterproductive?
Right. Then you create a bigger humanitarian crisis.
Yeah.
And so they have host families, and they have temporary work visas so they can actually work and make money and, you know, I mean, that's contribute to sales tax and things like that.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's a bad plan. I think, we have a work shortage right now, a worker shortage, so why not?
Here are the results of the latest census. For those of you who are wondering how you counted, let's see here. Apparently, we didn't do a very good job. Here's the government again, once again, not doing what it gets paid to do, counting in this circumstance Caucasians, Hispanics, blacks. Apparently, the census missed counting a lot of blacks, a lot of Hispanics, and other minority groups, and overcounted whites and Asians. And that's according to the data that's been released this week by the government. So the census, generally speaking, overcounts whites. One wonders, so what the hell is the value of doing it other than to figure out where money is going to be allotted and districts
it's
are going to be?
Right.
And congressional districts, making sure that there's not over or under representation.
But it's a huge problem this year. This census is very problematic.
Well, it was the pandemic. As well. Yeah. I mean, you had people, it used to be that you could send census workers door to door and it was really limited in doing that. And it is a proven fact that different minority groups do not typically respond to the census.
No.
And even
if
people come, right. Yeah. And even if they come to the door in a lot of scenarios, they don't respond or respond honestly to about who's living in the household and the makeup. So, and that is a distrust of the government. So, it's already a challenge, but it's certainly a challenge when you can't go door to door and look into the house yourself.
Well, and also trying to add the citizen question, that really put off a lot of minorities
from
being counted.
What question are you talking about?
Trump wanted to add the citizenship question. Are you a citizen? And that went all the way up to the Supreme Court, I believe, and it was ruled that it's not constitutional. The original census was not, I mean, if everyone wants to be a stickler for the Constitution, it does not say that you only count citizens. You count everybody. And so, and but they tried
but
to add the citizenship
count
question.
Just like who are you?
Right,
but the people who were
against adding that said Why? Adding that question said that it would intimidate even more minorities from wanting to answer. But Doug, it happened. It happened.
I understand that,
but it's not constitutional. So that question was never asked.
We do need to know who's here legally and who isn't, and the count is important. I mean, I know people. I don't really understand the argument against it. It's not taking away services or reallocating anything. It's about learning who's in the country and who's eligible voters, because a lot of times you're drawing congressional districts based on the total population of people, not voters, and that's not right. That screws up people's representation within the system. So that kind of is the argument.
That's always been done, though. That's how it is. Because if there are people who are undocumented, there are people who are here on visas, we need to know who they are and where they're living, and they deserve representation, too. That's the whole point of why this started.
They're not a citizen. Why do they deserve representation if they're not a citizen?
If you're here legally, if you're here with working papers, why would your needs not... You're paying taxes. Why would you not deserve that?
Illegal, all the illegals that are still wandering around that aren't
paying taxes.
You're
talking about undocumented.
Yeah. There's such a gray area in here, and everybody's got their own little group. I noticed the LGBTQ community wants, and I don't know this is bad. I'm not suggesting it's bad. It's just interesting to note that there are more people identifying as LGBT or Q among Latinos.
This was surprising. Yeah.
The case among white and black Americans. Yeah, I do. 7% of American adults identify as LGBTQ. 11% of Latino adults identify. So that's quite a large gap in terms of percentages anyway. 6% black, 6.2% non-Hispanic white adults are LGBTQ. The results from those who are Gen Z adults, that is the most recent, 1997 to 2012, 21% identify as LGBTQ. I think that's amazing. It's just amazing that there are that many people. Have we gone this long without identifying them? Or are there just more now than there were before?
Well, it just means that typically one of the things that you can trace to this is that just over 10% of millennials identify as LGBTQ. So the younger the kids are now, there is no coming out anymore. I mean, Gen Z, Gen X, not less so with Gen Z, but more so with Gen X and certainly with boomers. That was, it was probably incredibly difficult for a lot of people in the boomer generation to come out of the closet and identify as gay or as part of the LGBTQ. Now with Gen Z, there is no coming out anymore. It's just, I am who I am, which is wonderful. So that's why the numbers are much more probably accurate for that generation than the older ones.
I don't know. I was thinking about people my age and how many people I know who are my age who are gay or who would fit into this classification.
You may not even
who are out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe who are out. Just not out.
Yeah. Right. That's right. My point. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Very interesting. All right. So let's see here. What do we have that separates us that is kind of amusing? And the ability to identify a UFO and how many people, those of us, those in our group, those in our age, those in our bracket, how many people have seen a UFO? Apparently, depending on where you live in America, you're more likely to see, you can see UFO sightings. They've been reported in every state in the country. Okay, we understand that. But there are states like California, one wonders whether they're really seeing them, or is that just California? 10 states, right? You know, the California's got a lot of cucamongas. So are they seeing, or maybe the people that are flying the UFOs like
honest,
California
better
than... To
be UFO is just an unidentified flying object. So
yeah,
it's
know,
not like you're thinking
doesn't mean
that
it's
they're
a little
alien.
Green guy.
Yeah, it doesn't mean... I have seen one thing in L.A., and I think it's very hard in L.A. to see anything because you don't even get to see the stars most nights because there's just too much light. And in Los Angeles, it's too populated a city to really get a good look at the sky. But I did see something at dusk, and a lot of people people saw it, and I don't think an explanation was ever offered in Los Angeles, where there was this swoop across the sky that was kind of was seen by many people, and no one really gave an explanation. We also have the guy, though, like the Rocket Man, who people keep seeing.
Oh, I was going to say the jetpack guy, right?
Yeah, that nobody has been able to really explain, other than trying to say it was a balloon. But I'm sorry, you've got people on an airplane. What is a balloon doing that high? Pilots would probably know the difference between a person and an airplane. So, you know, I mean, there are things that people have seen, but it doesn't necessarily mean that
California has had 15,000 sightings. Let's see, the Great Lakes states have, that's a good place to be if you want to sight or see some of the stuff. Florida, maybe most of the people in Florida
came in second. So, but like, that's the thing that's crazy, that California had over 15,000, and then in the second place position was Florida with only 7,500. So something's going on in California where it's like double.
Yeah, that's news to you?
No, I'm just saying, I like California.
I love California, but it's full of lunatics, including most of the nutbirds that run the state.
Well, Jen's cat might be considered part of the lunatics, right?
I'm fully convinced that the aliens are actually running California and probably most offices in the government. So check for the forked tongues, people.
Mm-hmm.
This is their parking lot.
Speaking of aliens and who's running what, I see that Chris Cuomo has filed a $125 million lawsuit for being fired at CNN inappropriately. Good for him. He'll get about 25 cents out of that. And so what's his end game here? He's not going to get anything out of these guys. It depends
on how his contract was written.
Yeah, exactly.
But these people have no shame, is what we've learned.
Yeah, right.
Well, he also threw some other people under the bus, and he said that everybody all the way up to Zucker not only wanted him to interview his brother, I think it was nine times it was, during the pandemic, which was they put a temporary lift on the policy that he was not allowed to participate in stories involving the governor, who was his brother. So, but then they lifted that, and he said that that came as a directive from all the way up at the top, and that they not only... that he and his brother were, I guess, not... they expressed reservations about being interviewed, but apparently the leadership wanted it.
So that's what his legal argument is. With hacks who just want to... Yeah, I mean, look, he got thrown under the bus, no doubt. But it just shows you how CNN was operating in their so-called news department.
I know. You look at this thing in the suit, it sort of reminds me of the big story from the chutzpah department, or as my Jewish friends say, chutzpah. It's 47, almost 48 after.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Discover the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
girlfriend. It's Carol from jury duty. We never actually spoke, but I saw you ordered the same hoagie as me at lunch. What are the chances? Anywho, I heard you just got a boat. We should totally grab some hoagies and take it out for a spin.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them. And get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Do I want to feel the wind in my hair? Guilty as charged. Oh, seriously, let's ride on your boat.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Now, 53 past the hour, time for Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen, mostly Victoria Keelan, to go to the top five items.
You're here for moral support.
Yes, I am. Right. And to give you, well, I give you a leg up with the sort of the headline. As long as they don't lose the headline, we're fine. Top five items from the world of technology, counting it down. At number five, there's a boom in the streaming world for the film industry. I don't know whether this is good or bad. For me, it's probably bad.
Well, actually, in the long run, it's probably really good for you, meaning you are a movie theater fan. You like going to theaters to see movies. So the Motion Picture Association released their annual report, and they said that in 2021, $99.7 billion was brought into the movie market because streaming platforms pushed out so much content, so many movies, and subscriptions to, which actually, it's a the digital movie market, streaming market, was 72% of the combined theatrical and home mobile entertainment market compared to 46% pre-COVID. So this was obviously the huge boom that we expected. But the good news is, because it injected so much money back into the motion picture industry, it's actually given them a really good leg up going forward as movies are coming back into theaters. So
This was a sort of surprise because, as we know, the pandemic pushed Americans to stream content from home. And since the beginning of 2020, 53% of U.S. adults said that their streaming service viewership had increased. And so, and I know a lot of people in the movie industry were really unhappy with all the streaming stuff. But it turns out one hand washes the other here, so it ends up being good news. And by the time, well, sort of right now, as we're moving into a summer season, more and more blockbusters will come out. So it's really actually good news for people who like the theater because there's going to be a lot more funding for it.
Number four, the Meta relationship with China, especially regarding, well, lawmakers want to know what the relationship, I guess, is with China, right?
Right. So a bipartisan group of lawmakers is pressing Facebook's parent company, Meta, which I still think we should just call them Facebook because they don't have anything else except Instagram. So they're pushing them on their policy towards paid advertisements from Chinese state-sponsored media. And apparently what the China Global TV Network has done, they've placed at least 21 ads on Facebook featuring newscasts that are pushing pro-Russian propaganda about the war in Ukraine. And so the letter, which is from a group of six House lawmakers, bipartisan, which is rare, but also encouraging when we hear it, they acknowledge that Facebook has taken certain steps to block Russian state media, but what are they doing to block the Chinese? That's the question. And they gave Facebook five questions to respond to about their ad policies, and they have until March 31st to respond. So we'll keep you posted on what happens with that. But clearly, China has shown that they are very much backing whatever Russia is up to.
Speaking of Russia, they're facing hacking from the outside. Little turnabout is fair play, it looks like, huh?
Exactly. So this was a story that just sort of happened at the end of the week. But Russian government websites, and I'm actually surprised they even admitted this, but the Russia's Ministry of Digital Development and Communications announced on Thursday of this week that the Russian government websites and state media are facing unprecedented levels of hacking. And they said the hacking attempts have been significantly more powerful than anything that they've ever experienced in the past. They said this is 2 to 3 times more powerful than the most serious incidents they've ever had on record. And so what they're doing, these hackers, which are probably from Ukraine and maybe from other places around the world, and also Russians who don't agree with what Putin's doing, they took over the hotline, the Emergency Situation Ministry in Russia, they took over the hotline and changed the number to a number where Russian soldiers can call if they want to defect from the Russian army and come back from Ukraine alive. They also altered the top news items on the ministry's homepage to, quote, "don't believe Russian media, they lie," and "default in Russia is near." So this is, and then they offered a link with full information about what's really happening in Ukraine because so many people in Russia are in the dark now with no internet.
Amazing.
It's a powerful hack. That's what they call the white hat hackers. Those are like the good guys.
The white hat
hackers. Yeah, that's a good one.
All right, number two, focusing on Netflix and what they're trying to do.
This story really rippled way beyond the tech world. So Netflix has announced that they do not want you sharing passwords anymore. And that's a big deal. So we don't know what's going to happen yet. They're testing in Chile, Costa Rica, and Peru a new policy to add about $3 per person per month. So
and number
we'll
one
see if it sticks.
Is
Facebook and Instagram. Yeah, so Facebook and Instagram are banned in Russia now, and it's just going to be going back and forth on freedom of speech and things like that. It's not going anywhere good, let's put it that way.
Top five items from technology here. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.